Gay marriage is now legal in Alabama. Judges across the state began issuing licenses this morning after the U.S. Supreme Court said it would not stand in the way. But the state's chief justice issued his own order late last night telling judges they don't have to issue licenses to gay couples, setting the stage for some last-minute confusion. NPR's Debbie Elliott is in Orange Beach, Alabama, and she's with us now. Hi, Debbie.
Hi there.
So what's the scene like at local courthouses in Alabama today?
Well, in some of the larger cities, in Montgomery and Birmingham, there were actually folks who lined up waiting to be first at 8 a.m. this morning when the courts opened to get their marriage licenses. And they indeed did get licenses. Some of the first same-sex couples have been granted license, have gotten married in Alabama. But it's a bit of a patchwork. There are other places that were a little bit quieter and no licenses were issued.
Well, Alabama's Chief Justice Roy Moore says state judges are not bound by the federal judge's ruling here. And as we mentioned, he issued this order last night to probate judges. What did he say?
Well, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, as you know, it was like 11 o'clock last night, I think, when the thing went out. And he told them, don't grant same-sex marriage license. You are not bound by the ruling from a Mobile federal judge that struck down Alabama's gay marriage ban as unconstitutional. He told them they instead are bound by Alabama law. And he specifically cited the Sanctity of Marriage Amendment. This was passed in 2006 by an 81% vote in Alabama. And it defines marriage as between one man and one woman. And it goes further to prohibit the state from honoring anything that's outside of that definition. I have not spoken with Chief Justice Moore since that order last night, but I did talk to him late last week, and he had been already sending probate judges the signal that he expected them to defy the federal court order. And here's what he had to tell me when I asked him whether he agreed that Alabama's laws in the way that the federal judge ruled that same-sex couples were being denied equal treatment.
They have the same right to enter into a marriage with a person of the opposite sex as any other person has. They can't redefine marriage. You can't redefine it. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives that right to the federal government.
So, Debbie, what's been the practical effect, if any, of Justice Moore's order here?
You know, I think what we've seen is basically a patchwork. I think probate judges in some places are struggling what to do. For instance, as I said, we know Montgomery County, Jefferson County, some of the larger counties are issuing licenses. About four or five have not. They are not. They are refusing to issue licenses to same-sex couples. Other counties, for instance, Mobile County, are kind of playing it down the middle. They're saying they're taking applications, they're recording information, but they're kind of holding off for now until the confusion is clarified. Others, probate judges in conservative rural counties who are afraid of lawsuits if they don't abide by the federal court order or issuing the licenses, but they've stopped short of performing marriages. You know, in a lot of these counties, the probate judge gives you go in, you get your document, you get your permission, and then the probate judge is the one who officiates over the ceremony. Well, some probate judges have said rather than enter into this confusing world, they're just going to stop doing marriages altogether, but they will issue the licenses. So right now, things are kind of confusing. There are reports of a couple who has been a couple that was denied in one jurisdiction, and then they decided they would just travel over to Montgomery and get their license there. So a little bit of that is happening as well.
And so if you talk about this patchwork county by county, what is the state saying?
Well, that is a really good question. You know, Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange issued a statement this morning advising probate judges to talk to their own lawyers. He was very clear saying, I don't issue marriage licenses. I don't, you know, this is not what I do. You probate judges need to talk to your own lawyers and officials in your counties to figure out how you should proceed. So he's not really giving probate judges guidance on how they're supposed to handle the federal court order versus the court order from Alabama's Chief Justice. Now, the Attorney General does say he regrets that the Supreme Court didn't stop the ruling from taking effect. He had argued that the court needed to step in because this was confusing and that the Supreme Supreme Court was already set to take up similar cases from other states later this year, so there would be an answer once and for all whether or not states could ban gay marriage, and it was coming shortly, so why not just wait? Well, the Supreme Court did not intervene today and did not agree with him. And we should note that Justice Clarence Thomas issued a dissent today that was sharply critical of the court for not stepping in. He said you could see this decision as a signal that the justices have already decided that they're going to declare gay and lesbian couples have a right under the Constitution to marry. And he says that is not the proper way for the high court to discharge its responsibilities here.
Okay, NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting from Orange Beach, Alabama, a state where gay marriage is now legal. Thank you.
Thank you.